This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to today's Hour One Nugget, part 22 of Draw Close to God. And that is what we try and do each and every day. Each and every hour, every minute, to try and draw close to God. The Bible says, draw close to God, and He will draw close to you. That is so important. We turn to Scripture and 1 Timothy, the first chapter. We're going to look at verses 12 through 14, and I might pop into verse 15. Paul is writing to his surrogate son, if you will, Timothy. And he says this, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength to do his work. He considered me trustworthy and appointed me to serve him, even though I used to blaspheme the name of Christ. In my insolence, I persecuted his people. But God had mercy on me, because I did it in ignorance and unbelief. Oh, how generous and gracious our Lord was. He filled me with the faith and love that come from Christ Jesus. Are those not incredibly powerful? Paul is thanking his Lord Jesus Christ because God has given him this supernatural strength to do the work that he's been called to do. And Paul makes missions all over the place. He has three major journeys. The Lord called him to those who didn't believe, to those who didn't trust. But look where he came from. And that's what Paul's talking about. The fact that he used to persecute and kill Christians quite happily because he thought he was doing the right thing. And then on that day, as he walked along the road to Damascus with his team, suddenly the Lord Jesus appeared in front of him. And at that time, Paul's name was Saul. And he said to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And I can hear the Lord saying those words, because they weren't said in anger. They weren't said in bitterness. But they were said in love. And at that moment, Saul's life changed totally and completely in the twinkling of an eye. He was different. He was struck down. He was blinded. Blinded by the light of the Lord Jesus. And he knew. He knew the truth. And because of God's grace and God's mercy, God's unmerited favor upon the life of Paul, he was changed. And from that moment on, there was passion in Paul's soul to reach those who knew not of Jesus. And when I preach his word, there is passion in my soul to reach those who are not living for Christ. It is my passion to reach those who fall off the track. It is my passion to speak to those who think they're so far gone that God doesn't want them, that God doesn't need them, that our Lord doesn't love them. And I am here to bring you the good news that that is not the case and never will be the case. Whilst you go and do your thing, that thing which you want to do, which hasn't been directed by God, it is not God's will for your life, but while you want to do your thing, what does he do? Does he turn his back and walk away? Never. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is his love for you. That is his overwhelming love and passion for you. You see, I just told you what I'm passionate about. I know this, that the Lord has a burning desire, a burning passion that runs through him. And you know what that passion is, that burning desire? That passion, that burning desire is you. Are you hearing that? I believe that you've never heard that before. You've never heard anyone say to you that God's passion, his burning desire, is you. Well, it's the truth. I quote this scripture a lot because it means the world to me. Because I remember when I read it for the first time for what it meant. I'd read it before, but I'd never seen it for what it meant. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and verse 4 says, For you are precious to me. You are honored. And I love you. When I realized how precious I was to God, when I realized that in his sight I was honored, and when I knew for sure that he loved me, my life became different. Because I knew deep inside my soul, and I knew because God had poured his passion and his burning desire into my life to cause me to be different. And I am so grateful. And I am so thankful that he did that. And his words to me were these: tell my people about my love. You see, we had gone through life quite happily, saying, I love you, Lord, I praise your name, I worship you, and putting our hands up in church. And on the face of it, yeah, that was true, we loved the Lord. But we carried on doing what we usually do during the week, taking no notice. And then something happens. And I believe during this Hour One Nugget, something significant is about to happen. Because I trust him. I trust in his word. You look at Paul, who was persecuting the Christians. He hated the Christians, and I don't say that lightly. He hated the Christians, and it was his role to get rid of all the Christians. That's what he wanted to do. Until that wonderful day that he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And on that day, his life was changed, and I believe in Jesus' name, on this day, your life is going to be changed, totally transformed, if that's what you want. When my life was changed by God's love pouring into me, I had no choice. Someone began to prophesy over my life, and the Holy Spirit hit me like a ton of bricks. I could do nothing. I was driving a car, and I don't know to this day how I got to that destination because my head was down. I wasn't looking at the road. My eyes were filled with tears. I couldn't see the road. And I know that my life was changed. And I believe in Jesus' name that as I am bringing you this word, this is how you will draw close to God, and this is how God will draw close to you, because he is going to touch you in such a special way like it's never happened before. But you have to desire it. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He won't impact your life unless he has permission. And I believe he's waiting now, waiting so patiently. He wants to love you in a way that you have never been loved before. And as I say these words, I can spiritually see the tears in your eyes. I can sense them. So listen to this. You just need to say yes. So all you got to do is say yes. Say it now. This is a trustworthy saying, says Paul, that everyone should accept it. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And Paul says, I am the worst of them all. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for your beloved people who said the word yes. Pour your love into them, Lord, like never before. Touch them, Father, like they have never been touched before. Holy Spirit, let your love pour like a waterfall, like the Niagara Falls, upon your people. Let it flow now, Lord, I pray, in the name of Jesus. For you are wonderful, and I thank you for your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Bride, the Spirit and the Bride, cry out to you, oh, we till you come. We can make it another day if you breathe on us fresh today, Lord. Sing it to Jesus.
Breathe on us, Lord.
Breathe on us till you come. We need you more than breath and life. We need you more than water and air. We need you more than anything, Jesus. We won't be pacified with this old world anymore. We've seen all it has to offer. Compared to you, Lord, it's just nothing. Breathe on us, Jesus.